from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He called it a drop at the goal line. He put it on himself. You see that? I know you weren't on the field at the time. What kind of message, what kind of communication do you have on a young receiver after a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all learning experiences. You know, I know Mitchell said that he could have given him a better ball, and Keon's going to say he could have caught that. So if we can clean up a little bit of both, I think we're probably celebrating the end zone and everyone's staying calm. But Mitch was also playing on a bad knee that drive, and I commend him for toughing it out. That's not easy to do, and he stuck in there to help his teammates. And, yeah.
Remember back a while ago when you were talking about looking back at playing at Wyoming, it was gross, you called it?
Yeah.
There's no film on leadership. There's no film on that to judge that. But as you reflect back, how much have you grown in, as a leader 7 years into the NFL, or do you think back and maybe become more assertive, or in what ways have you grown as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a level of, right, trying to be, always be who I am, be myself, be as authentic as possible. And everyone knows that's a joyous guy that likes to have fun. Like, I love the game of football. I love life. But there's times where, you know, there doesn't need to be joking around, you know, time to get serious. And over the years, I've found when that is the most critical and when it's the hardest to do sometimes is the right thing to do. And I think just over the course of so many years and talking with different players that we've brought into the building, different coaches that we've had on staff, and just learning from each and every one of them and just trying to apply that to how I can be the best leader of this team that I can be. But ultimately it comes down to being myself, and I feel like I've been myself since I've been here, and I'm going to continue to do so and just try to bring guys along. So I know Coach McDermott talks about be you with us, and that's all we're trying to do here.
But Josh, getting the 2+ months with Joe last year,
absolutely, absolutely. And I think, again, I was in the quarterback room with him a year and a half prior as well, so we know each other very well. I got a lot of faith in him, and he does in I. So we had to continue to keep growing and talking and understanding what we're trying to accomplish when he calls a certain play. And again, I'm an extension of him when I'm on the field, so I got to keep learning and just keep asking as many questions as I can. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, everything that we're doing right now, it has a rhyme and a reason. And you know, you guys saw last year the type of play caller that he is. He finds a groove, and if something's working, he's going to continue to use it. And you know, he's going to have jabs and counters as well. So, you know, just trust in what he's calling.
We've never got the chance to ask that. I think it has a problem. But being underpaid as a quarterback. What do you make of all these guys getting ahead of you?
Listen, everyone's going to have their day, and I'm happy that everyone's getting what they're worth, right? And I think that as the game progresses and guys keep getting paid, again, the market is the market, and I've got no problem with where I'm at right now. And, you know, I had my day a couple years ago, and I'm sure someday I'll have it again, you know, but I think the main thing is the main thing, and that's playing football to the best of my ability, and everything else will take care of itself.
We know the starters won't play on Saturday. I know you guys doing some scout team stuff. When will you really start to dig into Arizona?
We'll get through this weekend before we actually get into exactly what they're going to do. And again, it's game one, so we can watch all the film that we want to watch from last year. But who knows what they're going to do week one, you know? And we got to understand that we can have a plan going into it, but if it's completely different than what we've got, we got to adjust and make in-game changes, which is something I think that we do very well. And Joe's very adaptable, and he finds a way to put our guys in the best position to win. So, yeah, I think next week we'll get into them.
Josh, you've been around a lot of rookies at this point in the course of your career. What's maybe a little bit different, or what stands out to you about him?
I mean, I think that his football IQ, and I've talked about it before, the way that he sees the field is pretty special for a rookie to do. His body control, the way that he can go up and jump and catch balls that you guys have seen throughout camp. So he loves this game. He loves being around his teammates. And I'm very excited to see what he can do for this offense.
Obviously, Joe's been a big story in three sets on Saturday. Watching him from afar, what did you make of him?
Yeah, stepped up into a position where, you know, we're down on linebackers right now, and didn't blink. He answered the call that was needed to be answered on Saturday. So I'm very, very happy for him. He works extremely hard. We all know the homeboy, hometown hero story, and he's not letting it affect him, though. He's still out here making plays in practice, and he's flying around and playing some good football right now, which is fun to see.
Is there anything to the arm sleeve this year?
No, just switching something up.
I remember earlier you were asking if you were like a point guard this year, so I don't know if it was like a bit of a basketball look.
Yeah, sure.
There it is.
Okay. That's it.
What about Zach? What have you seen? He seems to make plays every time we're watching him practice.
Yeah, he's just a guy that loves football, loves his teammates, and he finds himself in the right positions because he does things the right way. He's blocking. For other guys, he's running routes to get other guys open. When his time is, when he's asked to make plays for us, he's making the plays. So, I know that at the end of the day, this is a business, and he's fighting hard right now. And I love watching him play. I love watching him practice. He's got a boatload of energy, and he's fun to be around. And you love rooting for a guy like that. And again, he just continues to make play after play throughout these days.
How invested do you get in some of the guys from the bottom of the roster, knowing that Saturday they're playing for a job?
Yeah, I'm very invested in, I think all my teammates. And the sad truth is, throughout the entire league, this is the last game that some guys will ever play, and it's not a fun Sunday, Monday, because obviously cuts happen and you make that initial wave of cuts, and then the teams are looking at who else got cut, so the next day you might also, so it's not fun. I feel for the guys, and I love these guys, and hopefully we can get a lot of them back, because the reality is we can only keep 53 guys on this active roster. And but again, we got guys that are working hard here each and every day trying to make the team.
Josh, I know you got a question earlier about leadership, so I apologize if this is a little bit repetitive, but there's been a lot made of six of your eight captains from last year are no longer here. Do you feel that this team is in an adequate spot or in a good spot with the new group of leadership that you have, obviously yourself included, but the new group of leaders on this team?
Yeah, and I think youth can sometimes be a positive thing. Guys don't know what they don't know, and we're able to kind of teach them as a coaching staff, what we want from them, and as Coach McDermott preaches the playoff caliber type mentality and the mindset that we have in this building. I think having youth and being impressionable there and instilling that into the guys that are coming into this building, it's something that they get right away and they can buy into. So I trust the guys on this team. You talk about on the defensive side, with Terrell Bernard, a guy that stepped up last year, and I know he's only a couple years into this, and he's still young, but he's going to play a lot for us, and he's done a great job in terms of communicating on that defensive side of the ball, and guys feel like he's a guy that they can come to and talk to, in terms of the defensive scheme, and he knows it, and he practices it each and every day, and you can see him in this building having work on his body, and he just does things the right way. He's a true pro, and guys get to see that at such a young age, and it's infectious to the other guys. So we've got plenty of other guys too that are in this building that are vets. You talk about Vaughn, you talk about Day-Day, you talk about Ed Oliver on the defensive line, on the offensive side, guys that have played a lot of football, and Dion, Connor, Dave Edwards, guys that have been around. So I'm not worried about that at all.
What's one thing you do? Just a second. You know what it's like to be a high bet with expectations. We watch him, he seems to be pretty focused and a worker. But have you ever had any conversations with him about that? Because obviously he was the top draft pick with certain expectations. Have you had that, or what do you sense of the way he'll deal with it?
No, I mean, I think talking with him and knowing where he's from and where he's been, I think he's made for a city like Buffalo, and I think that, again, he's played in a lot of big-time games in college, and he's answered the bell there, and, you know, I got no worries about his mindset or his ability to help this team win football games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.